Hey everyone, this is BT, and before we get started on this episode, I just wanted to let you know that this was recorded in the studio prior to the coronavirus pandemic. So if you see David in the studio, just be aware that this took place well before the situation we find ourselves in. He is firmly at home, staying in place and doing his part to make sure we get through this. So without any further ado, let's get to this episode.
Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
All right, folks, I got a good one for you today. I am going to be going through a little bit of the idea of the law of polarity. In a way, hopefully, that brings a little bit different level of understanding to this idea. So let me start off by explaining this and kind of gradually bring you into what's in my head so it's not so damn confusing, because right now I sound like I'm talking in friggin' circles. The law of polarity, I'm going to just show you this right here, is basically a universal law. And what the law basically states is this, is that everything in the universe has an opposite, and it's equal and opposite. And that's not just for material things. That's for ideas. That's for problems. You cannot have something without having the opposite of it exist simultaneously. Now, this is a drawing of this law, the law of polarity. And in this case, we're using it for money. But you can use this for good and bad, right and wrong. You can use it for anything, because the law applies to anything. And if there's anything that you folks want to hear me explain this law around, comment in the comments below, and I'll be happy if we get enough of them, I'll do a whole episode on whatever topic you want me to do it on. But let's just check this out, because I really think this might clear the idea of how to bring money into your life faster, which everybody wants to know how to do. So let's check this out. So the law of polarity is this. You have this horizontal line, which is basically explaining the opposite side of one thing. What's the one thing that we're looking at? Well, we're looking at abundance, okay? So the law, so let me explain this again, because this doesn't sound right. There is a law of abundance. Everything in the universe is abundant. There is a law of polarity. There are two different laws, okay? Just so it's not confusing. When we're looking at money, what we want to look at is what's the truth about money so we can understand the polar opposite sides. Money is a resource that's abundant. It follows the law of abundance. How the law of polarity plays into it is that the extreme end of abundance is poverty. If you're in poverty, chances are you have an abundance of poverty. The other end, the positive end, is wealth. And you can have an abundance of wealth. Now, I'm going to take just a little paragraph here from Working with the Law, Raymond Halliwell, and listen to how he explains this. He says, prosperity and poverty are not two things. They're merely two sides of one and the same thing. They are but one power, rightly and wrongly used. We cannot think of plenty and then worry about unfavorable conditions that may seem to be apparent. So here's the one power, abundance, rightly or wrongly used. Rightly, you have wealth. Wrongly used, you have poverty. So when I teach this in seminars, I'm always telling people, I say, look, listen, write down whatever your annual income is or your monthly income is, and put it on the line here accordingly based on wherever you think you are in relation to poverty and wealth. So you can do this at home, right? So let's just say you're a little bit left of center line here. You're not completely broke, but you're in the poverty. That would mean that you probably have more bills than you have income coming in. If you have equal bills and income, you would be right smack in the center. If you have a little bit more income than bills, you would be a little bit right of center. Now, here's the thing about this that is so fascinating and so 100% true and real. It doesn't matter where on this line you fall in your reality or in your experience in life. The other side has to exist at the same time in the same space. So let's say you are here where you have some income. We'll put an I there for income, and you have some debt in your life. But what you would really like to do is really swing over to this side somewhere. So you are, let's say, rich to some degree, whatever you think rich is. But in relation to the problem that you're having now. So if your income is lower than your debt, you would probably like to reverse that so that your income is higher than your debt. So you would be over on the right side of this line just a little bit. Now, understand this. The ability to do that exists within you and within your life right now, wherever you are. Doesn't matter what situation you're currently facing. You could be under the most dire circumstances, and the ability to change your circumstances already exists in your life. So I'm going to put this down for a minute, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit. The problem that most people have is they're like, okay, that's great. Intellectually, I understand the law. In my reality or in my experiences, I don't really understand it because all I see is the debt that I have. All I see is the amount of money that's coming in. I don't understand how do I get to the other side. And then when you tell me that the other side exists at the same time in the same place as the problem that I'm suffering from, it really screws with my head because I have no idea how to get there and I can't see it. So why should I even believe in it? Well, these are really good questions. The first reason we should believe in it is because if we even come to the intellectual understanding that that's true, that the other side of your problem as far, you know, so if you have a problem, the other side of it would be the solution, that that exists at the same time, in the same place. Now, logically, we can say, okay, if I will focus my attention on the solution over here, then what I'm really going to do is I'm going to give my brain a command to see the opportunity that will allow me to bridge this gap from one place to another. We never find the solution by focusing on the problem. We have to focus on the solution to some degree in order to move from one side to the other. What's really cool about this with money is that if you focus on this solution, you can get yourself to see the opportunity and you could move from one side to the other pretty damn quick in your life. I've done this numerous times. Now, the first time I did this, I had no idea that this law existed. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was driving a forklift making $20,000 a year, and 30 days later, I was making $62,000 a year. And there shouldn't have been any realization, if you will, of why that should have happened in my life, but it did. It happened. And it caused me to be very curious about how it actually happened because I didn't believe in luck. And that was the excuse that everybody around me was telling me happened. You're like, you got really lucky. Don't screw up this job. Make sure you do a good job. Stay there for the rest of your life. You know, that whole routine. I had no interest in doing that. What I was really interested in doing was doing a great job where I was. That's true. But I also wanted to find out what I did because I felt if I could find out how that happened so fast, because you have to understand previously to that, no high school education. I did have a GED, but no formal high school education, no education beyond that. And there should have been no rational reason why I would actually make an increase in my income that much. And I did it in the early 90s. And $62,000 a year was quite a bit of money in the early 90s. I didn't even know anybody that was making $62,000 a year. So I had no representation in my life of why this should happen, but indeed it did. I became very fascinated with how this could happen so fast. So I started a study to try to find out what it was about this situation that I did not understand. Well, the first thing that I found out was that I didn't understand that the wealth had been there the whole time. I didn't know that. I didn't know that it was around me at the same time that I was suffering from the idea of not having enough. So for those of you that are watching this, like there's people watching this all over the world, and some of you are in real dire situations. I'm going to tell you from the point of respect that the other thing, the other side of your suffering exists at the same time in the same place. Now, I say that with respect because I also respect the circumstances that you may be in, depending on who it is that's actually listening to this. And you want to find out how to get to the other side. In order to figure out how do we get to the other side, we have to bring another law into play here. It's called the law of cause and effect. That means if I'm going to move from one side of this line to the other, in order for me to be able to receive the amount of money that is here that I want, I have to apply the law of cause and effect. I have to become the cause over here of the effect that I want to receive over here. Now, when I first did this, the way that the law of cause and effect pertained to me was that I was in the vicinity of an opportunity that allowed me, if I made a decision, to move instantly from one side to the other. And you might say, well, great, fine, you had an opportunity. You have to understand this, though. I didn't see it as an opportunity. A matter of fact, when I first became aware of this opportunity, it seemed like I didn't want anything to do with it. Everything I thought about it was actually wrong. Now, why was that? The reason was because I had such a bad attitude. I did not know what to look for to actually determine whether this was a good opportunity or a negative opportunity. I didn't even want to look at it until the person that was presenting the opportunity told me how much money I could make if I was to consider this opportunity, consider making this change through this opportunity. And basically all it was quitting work where I was working and going to work doing something similar for more pay. And because of the kind of work that it was, I was afraid of it. And so here's what it was. I was going to be driving a fuel truck for a company carrying gasoline and diesel fuel. And I didn't feel too good about the idea because to me, it felt like you're driving a bomb on wheels. Like if you get in an accident or if somebody was to flick a cigarette at the truck or whatever, I was very ignorant about the idea that this thing could blow up at any time. That's what it felt like to me. So I had to educate myself around the idea of what it was. And you know, what were the chances of, you know, really being in a serious situation with this kind of a vehicle. Now, that's a whole nother story in and of itself. But what I'm trying to convey to you is that I was just afraid and I was ignorant about the situation that I was in and how to make a decision to move to someplace else. So here is what's really interesting about this scenario. What's interesting about it is this. For 2 years, I had the desire to increase my income. All I was doing was thinking about increasing it 20,000. I wanted to go from 20,000 to 40,000 because I was upside down. I thought that if I could go to 40,000, I'd be making more than my bills were. My life would change. I would be able to save up and buy a house for my family. And then things would be really great. I would sit down day after day after day and try to think of all the different ways that I could move myself from 20,000 to 40,000. I had this tremendous desire to get out of the situation that I caused, that I created. It was my responsibility, but I was in this situation. So here's what I was doing based on this law of desire, okay? I'm going to read you something from Raymond Halliwell's book, Working with the Law. If you don't have it, get the book. It's a phenomenal book. It'll teach you all about how the laws work, okay? So he says this. True desire represents the urge of life seeking a fuller expression and is kept alive by the continuous expectation of its fulfillment. This is what I was doing, and I didn't know that I was doing it. I was basically keeping the desire in myself alive every day for the thing that I wanted, which was increasing my income. And I wasn't necessarily expecting it to happen, but I was expecting to find an answer. That's why I kept working on it every day. I would sit down with a calculator and a pencil, and I was trying to figure out if I could get a raise here, if I could sell something here, if I could do something else over there, how much could I actually make in order to get that? What I didn't know was that to some degree, my own idea about how that would actually show up in my life, that I was literally controlling how I was supposed to see an opportunity coming in, and I was not open to the way the universe could bring an opportunity to come in. That's why when this opportunity came to me, I didn't see it at first. But what I was blown away with the most, I think, was the idea after I accepted this job that the opportunity had literally been around me for 2 years, but I couldn't see it. And I was having really a real trouble getting over that in my mind, because in a way, it kind of made me feel stupid that for 2 years I was suffering terribly with my life. I mean, I drove a car that burned a quart of oil on the way to work and a quart of oil on the way home from work. How that car stayed running for 2 years is beyond me, but it did. I used to have to carry a case of oil in the back of the car just to put oil in it. You know, I had this big blue cloud, and I lived 57 miles away from work at the time. I had been given, or I bought, I don't quite remember how it first got in my hands, a copy of Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. This was shortly after I accepted this opportunity to go to a different company. And right in the introduction, this is a copy of Think and Grow Rich. It's not my first copy. It's a copy that has a that I travel with, so it doesn't fall apart. My first copy is kind of in tatters. Anyway, in the introduction, this is something that Napoleon Hill wrote down, and instantly it gave me the idea of why I was suffering for so long because of what I couldn't see. So here's what he says. When opportunity came, it appeared in a different form and from a different direction than he had expected. That's one of the tricks of opportunity. It has the sly habit of slipping in the back door, and it often comes disguised in the form of misfortune or temporary defeat. Perhaps this is why so many people fail to recognize opportunity. So that's exactly what my experience was. The opportunity was there, but it appeared as something that was not fortunate. It appeared to be something I didn't want to do. It appeared to be something that I was scared to death of to even attempt to do. So I never let it into my consciousness that here was an opportunity that could instantaneously get me out of how much money I was earning and into a much better situation. The whole time I was suffering on this side of the line, on the poverty sign, and the opportunity was there in front of me to move to the other side. So those were two pieces of information that I learned about this. And I started thinking to myself, you know, what's really interesting about this is that the law of polarity basically explains that this situation, that law applies to everything and everybody. And every person that has this problem, specifically money or any other problem, that the solution must exist at the same time in the same place. The problem is not that they have the problem. The problem is that their conditioned mind is causing them to only see what's wrong. And if there is any opportunity they're looking at, they're probably looking at it from the perspective of why they can't do it. And of course, that's what the person's reality is. So it's a real trick of the mind, because I did not see that the ability to earn $62,000 when the opportunity was in front of me at all. I did not see that. All I saw was what my conditioned mind told me. This is a gas truck. It's a dangerous job. It's a dirty job. You have to be out in the elements, winter, summer, rain, snow, you know, nasty heat. Like, all I could see was what I didn't want. And there was also the opportunity being on the bottom of seniority going to work for this company that I could get laid off during a slow time or in the winter when their business actually slowed down a little bit. So it played off of my fears. So much so, and I want to repeat this, I did not consider it an opportunity. It never entered my consciousness that this was an opportunity. Now, I have been doing this for 21 years. I've been working with people, helping them build businesses, helping them build 7 and 8 figure, but sometimes 10 figure businesses. I've been helping people get rich all over the world, and doing it, one of my specialties is doing it in a very short period of time. The reason why is because the wealth has to be there at the same time. So let's talk about the cause and effect to actually change this in your life so that you can bring it in your life in a very short period of time, right? So I'm going to go to Genevieve Behren's book, Your Invisible Power, and I want to talk to you, I'm going to read you something here to give you an idea about the clarity that you need to train your mind to think in a little bit in order to be able to create this in your life. Behren says, when your understanding grasps the power to visualize your heart's desire and holds it with your will, it attracts to you all things requisite to the fulfillment of that picture by the harmonious vibrations of the law of attraction. Now, don't think about the law of attraction. Like if any of you have heard about the law of attraction or the movie The Secret or anything like that, don't think about it this way. This is not like rubbing a genie lamp and, you know, you think good things and it's actually going to show up in your life. It doesn't work that way. That's only a little part of the truth. There's more to this than that. But she says, you realize that since order is heaven or the universe's first law, and visualization places things in their natural order, then it must be a heavenly thing to visualize. So here's what she's talking about. She's talking about when you understand cause and effect, when you understand the law of polarity, what happens is you're bringing a clarity to your consciousness. Before you understand this, how something actually comes to you is foggy, or it's a vague notion of the truth. Or there may even be, in some cases, there may be some superstitious thoughts running around in your mind as how something actually comes to you. There's the whole idea of God wants you to have something or doesn't want you to have something. There's the idea of being lucky or being unlucky. There's the idea of being very smart or not very smart. There's the idea of being born on the right side of the tracks or the wrong side of the tracks. I could go on and on with all the different ideas that people have in their mind about what actually causes them to experience a much better life than they're actually experiencing. And none of those things that I said have any truth to them whatsoever. There is nothing out there that is saying to you, you can't have this, you can have this. You can't have that, you can't have something else. It's all about what your mind can actually conceive, conceptualize, and then being able to identify the opportunity and then take the action with that opportunity that will allow something good to come into your life. So I'm going to challenge you with something because this works 100% of the time. In 21 years of working with people all over the world doing this, I've never once seen it not work. I have absolutely no verification of it not working. The only people that I'm aware of that started to understand this but never did anything or never got it to work, so to speak, are the people that actually never did anything with it. You can't just read this or hear it and then sit on your couch and expect your life to change. It is about what is the mental attitude or the consciousness that you're carrying with you while you're doing the cause of the effect that you want to experience. So Genevieve Behren is talking about one of the first steps here is clarity in your thinking. What do you specifically want? And you have to be specific about it. So here's one of the problems that I hear about all the time. I don't know what I want. First of all, I think that's bullshit. Everybody knows what they want. Most people have a hard time admitting to themselves that they really want it for various different reasons. But I'll play with me on this for a little bit. Maybe you don't know what you want overall in your life, but pick something that you do want in your life, something that you want right now, something that you know that you want and that you don't have. I want you to build a very clear vision in your mind of you receiving or living in the thing that you actually want. I did this when I was on the back of the forklift and had absolutely no idea what I was doing when I did it. But it allowed the thing that I wanted, the money, the opportunity, to reveal itself in my life very, very quickly. And it will do the exact same thing for you, I promise. You build an image of exactly what it is that you want. Now, that's number one. Number two, ask yourself this question. Who do I need to be every day for the fulfillment of that image? How do I need to act? How do I need to behave? How do I need to think? What are the emotions that I need to feel? I'll clear the emotion up for you really quick. The emotion, the expectant emotion of an unseen reality is always gratitude. So I'll go back to working with the law, and this is what he says. He says, true desire represents the urge of life seeking fuller expression and is kept alive by the continuous expectation of its fulfillment. What is the continuous expectation? Number one, it's the emotion of gratitude. That is what sets you up emotionally. So if you have fear, kick that one out. If you have doubt, kick that one out. If you have other people's voices in your head saying you can't do this, you don't deserve that, kick those out. Be grateful for the thing that you want before you receive it. That keeps you clearly open to the thing that you want. Then, when you do that, he says the principle explains this, that no desire is felt until the supply is ready to appear. No mind can be conscious of a need or a desire unless the possibility of its fulfillment already exists. That's Halliwell talking about this law. When you desire something and you're over here, you're resonating with something that already exists over here. You're on the same frequency. If there's anything that is like the law of attraction, it's the idea that everything in the universe operates on a set of frequencies. When we recognize a desire in ourselves, we've put ourselves on the frequency of the thing that we want. We resonate with it. We're in harmony with that thing. That alone does not bring it into your life like a lot of people teach. It doesn't. You have to be the cause of it now. Meaning, what are you going to do that is going to allow you to take advantage of the opportunity when it shows up in your life? If you immediately go to, I can't do that, there's no way that I could do that, and you start thinking about all the reasons why you can't, then you won't, and it'll stop right there. And then you'll be one of the unfortunate that says, well, this didn't work. It's not that this works or doesn't work. It's you work. You work. So pick something in your life that you want right now. Get really clear. You practice every day being grateful for the thing that you want. I don't care what it is. Be grateful for it. And then you pay attention. You watch. You look for signs of something that will be an opportunity that will cause you basically to bridge this gap, which only exists in our mind, by the way, and it'll allow that thing that you want to come right into your life. Another place that gets a little confusing for people is they don't necessarily know the first step of the opportunity that's going to bring them what they want. For instance, $63,000 or $62,000 didn't just fall into my lap. The first step was I had to say yes to the person that was bringing me the opportunity to go apply for the job. Then I had to say yes to the job, which they actually tried to talk me out of a little bit because they said there was a very good chance that I would be laid off. I held in my mind, I'm going to do this. I'm not getting laid off. And I never got laid off. I continued to work there for 7 years and continued to climb up the ladder. And I did a very good job for that company. They were very good to me. I was very good to them. It was an absolutely fantastic experience. But I went into it with the mind of how can I be of service to this situation? And it immediately walked right into my life. I've done that with everything from that day on. Once I understood what I was doing, I've never not done it. And guess what? I've never, and that's almost 30 years ago, I have never gotten what I want in life. Never. Sometimes it takes longer than others. Sometimes I have to adjust my mind to make sure that I'm looking at the right thing, that I'm seeing it the right way. every single thing that I have ever wanted has always come into my life. My income has consistently increased. Income consistently comes to me faster and in greater quantities. The opportunities come into my life. I've met wonderful, amazing people all over the world. This podcast, this studio that we built, came from the ideas that I'm talking to you right now. I had an idea for this 2 years ago, and boom, everything happened and needed to manifest. Our podcast is growing by leaps and bounds all over the world, and it's happening because it's something that I see in my mind. I follow what everybody tells me that they need to hear and they want to learn. I give my very best to that. And you kind folks do a great thing by telling everybody that you know that it can help by spreading that word. Everything happens by that law. It's all here. Everybody that we need to come into our life that will be beneficial for us, we'll be beneficial for them. They're already here. The first thing, though, is you've got to get clear in your mind, have an expectant heart of gratitude, and take action on the thing, no matter what it is that comes into your life that's going to move you closer to the manifestation of that desire. And I guarantee you'll get it. Make sure you leave us a comment below. We'll answer the comments. And if you have ideas for like how you would like to see me explain this law on anything in your life that's confusing, I'd be happy to do so. Absolutely happy to do so. This law is the one that I love the most because it always shows that the thing is here. And then all you have to do is tweak your mind the right way in order to get it. It'll come boom right into your life. Just like that. Go out and have a great day. Manifest the life that you want. See you later. Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.